Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis, to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Get connected to what's happening in Shasta County. Tune in to KCNR, the Shasta Live Show. Your weekly dose of local business, community buzz, and dining discoveries. Join the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, Reading Buzz, and Eat Shasta every Monday night from 6:05 to 7 p.m. Can't catch it live? No problem. Listen to the archives anytime at KCNR1460.com. KCNR and the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, your community connection.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Broadcasting live from Denver, Colorado, it's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you joining the program today. You know that we have rules of engagement, and you got to follow the rules of engagement or you can't participate in the program. So the first and easiest rule to remember is you can always text me. You can tell me anything, ask me anything. On your message app, the number is 33103. I read these messages all the time, all the time. I don't always respond to everyone, but I read every single message that comes in. Anyway, the message app number is 33103, keyword Mike or Michael. Tell me anything, ask me anything. Then the second rule is, well, we got several rules, but the second one I'll give you is, go follow me on X or Instagram. On X, it's at Michael Brown USA, at Michael Brown USA, and Instagram, at Michael D. Brown. Let me look at the time. Let me get my phone. This came in on Thursday. Now, this came into my personal cell phone, which, quite frankly, I don't like to give it out. Most of the time, you know, you have to sign up for something. I'll use a fake number, or I've got a Google number that I use. Just, you know, some Google, you know, you can get a Google number. Anybody can get a Google number. And so if I have to sign up for something and they're wanting a cell phone number, I'll give them that Google number. And I do that simply because I don't want the marketing messages. I don't want spam. I get enough, you know, bull crap calls that are meaningless, that, you know, unknown caller, you know. We've approved your loan. Really? I didn't apply for a loan. So this came in on my personal cell phone number Thursday at 7:15 p.m. I have no idea who this person is. I've done one of those, you know, check numbers things. I didn't pay for it because I don't want to pay for it, but I dug as much as I could because it came from the 303 area code, which is the original primary area code for Denver. And I can't find, so I have no idea where this came from. But they got my number. In fact, they know my name. Because the message is, Michael. That's me. Hope you're going to the No King Assembly on Saturday today. This was Thursday at almost 8 o'clock. I hope 1 million people show up in Denver alone. Do your part to save our democracy. And then it's signed by this guy whom I have no idea who it is. Really? I guess, Michael, can you just plug in some music? Because I feel like in order to save the democracy, I probably should just pack up my stuff and get to downtown Denver and participate in the No Kings protest. The so-called No King protests, they're just sweeping across the nation, which is organizing nationwide demonstrations today, is not spontaneous, and it's not a spontaneous cry for democracy. In fact, if they are truly crying and screaming for democracy, that would just give me one more reason to oppose it. I know that the word democracy has been bastardized so badly that it means whatever you want to, you know, whatever you want to plaster onto the word, you can plaster onto the word, and, you know, many people believe that we are a democracy. No, we are not a democracy. we might be a democratic republic. I would accept that phrase. A constitutional republic, whatever phrase, but we are not a democracy. A democracy is anarchy. A democracy is where everybody decides every single issue you could possibly imagine, and the majority prevails. There are no minority rights, and all it takes is, you know, if there are 1,000 people deciding something, all it takes is 501 people to make that decision. So we're not a democracy. All of this is, it's an orchestrated campaign by something called Indivisible. It's kind of curious, because what they're actually trying to do is divide us. But they're called Indivisible. That is a network that is built by former congressional staffers. These are people that worked on Capitol Hill. These are people that may have worked for your congressman or your senator. Where do they get their money? The George Soros Open Society empire. I use that phrase haltingly simply because it's easy to demonize George Soros. But what I want you to understand is, you know, George Soros himself is not writing a check to Indivisible. George Soros and his son, who is really taking over the business of destroying mankind, they have this huge network. This network of tentacles of networks that just spread out like a deformed octopus that's got, you know, a bazillion tentacles, not just 8 or 16 or whatever. And they fund all of those organizations, which in turn fund other organizations, which in turn fund other organizations, and the money just keeps getting filtered down and down and down and down till it finally reaches a group like here in Denver who's trying to organize a No Kings protest. This group, Indivisible, was founded back in 2016, Leah Greenberg and Ezra Levin. It began as a viral Google Doc. A Google Doc. And the whole purpose of this Google Doc, Google document, was to teach progressives how to resist Donald Trump. Now, within just a few weeks, the founders transformed this simple Google Doc into a professionalized operation with a staff, an organization, a hierarchy, everything that you need to run an organization, flush with money from all the same sources that have been quietly shaping the left-wing activism for decades. And I think one of the reasons they were successful is congressional staffers have an amazing network. There's every kind of group represented by congressional staffers. If you want to take Democrat identity politics, and let's just say we have a shelf over here, and we have a mason jar for every single possible identity politic vertical you can imagine. And then over here, I've got all these current and former congressional staffers lined up. I can pick them up, you know, pick them up by their hair and drop them into these different mason jars. And pretty soon, I may still have a group of staffers left over here, but I can fill those mason jars with a third or a half of the staffers, of current and former staffers, and I can fill every identity politic you can possibly imagine. So at first glance, this group, this movement, appears to be a grassroots, like me getting a text message. That's pretty damn good grassroots politicking. That's pretty good, damn good grassroots organizing. And it appears to be, on the surface, it's this idea of we've got to fight against unchecked executive power. That Donald Trump is acting like a king, he's acting like a tyrant, and he's doing all of these things, which is an anathema to Americans, because we don't believe in kings. In fact, we don't even like it when we get, you know, families that tend to be kind of monarchical. They, you know, the Bushes or the Kennedys, or for that matter, John Quincy Adams. We just don't like that. So how did this organization get as far as it has, and what are they really up to? Well, that's coming up next. It's Weekend with Michael Brown. You know, be sure and follow, subscribe to the podcast. The podcast is called The Situation with Michael Brown. That's what you search for in your app. Once you find that, you hit that subscribe button, leave a 5-star review that helps us in the ratings, and then that will download all 5 days of the weekday program, plus the Weekend with Michael Brown. I'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and 4 kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
If you're stuck in a timeshare you no longer want, call the experts at Lone Star Transfer. They will help you with a guaranteed solution to exit your timeshare. For the past 15 years, Lone Star Transfer, a family-owned company, has helped over 30,000 owners break free. With an A-plus rating at the BBB and thousands of 5-star reviews, Lone Star Transfer is the only company you can trust to deliver real results. For a free consultation, call 844-284-4739 or visit LoneStarTransfer.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the building? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Michael Brown, glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. I really do. I love doing this program. I love talking to all of you all across the country. It's great to have such a wide variety of people listening in. Talking about the No Kings movement. I was just talking to Michael, who's out in Los Angeles, out in Sherman Oaks, and he's identified several close to him. So I'm trying to encourage my L.A. producer to get off his butt and go out and, you know, throw a few Molotov cocktails. Throw a couple of bricks somewhere. You know, vent some frustrations. You know, he has to work with me every Saturday, so I know he leaves here, you know, when we finish, you know, after 3 hours, and he's got to do the podcast and do all of that. So when he finishes all of that, just get rid of the frustrations by going out and throwing a few Molotov cocktails, and then don't call me for bail money. Call somebody else. Call our boss. Call our boss. Is Bill even in town this weekend, or is he out somewhere? Call Bill. Is he in town? Okay, well, call Bill then. When you think about this organization, they want you to believe that this is all spontaneous, that it's this grassroots, just people are just mad everywhere, and so this is like spontaneous combustion. Yet you realize that when you look closer, it's very architecturally structured. It's organizationally structured. It's a well-oiled political machine. It operates with great precision and amazing discipline. Now, only a substantial institutional backing, someone that is almost like an angel investor, who is saying to a startup company, yeah, I'll give you $1 million, but I need to make sure that, you know, you've got the right people in a management structure, and that you have your strategy in place, you have your tactics in place, and you know how to go implement those. So behind the chance of, their big chance is no one is above the law, is actually this coordinated effort to do the opposite. To delegitimize a duly elected president and then extend the influence of a very perverted communistic Marxist elitist ideological class of people who see themselves as the guardians of democracy. Well, okay, if you want to go guard democracy, go do that somewhere else, because that's not what we are. If you want to, you know, I would even accept, not that I would approve of what they're doing, but if you would just get your language right, you want to be the guardians of the Constitution. No, they want to be the guardians of democracy. Because that just sounds easier, sounds better. Most importantly, when I say guardians of democracy, what does that do? Well, that plays to what Rush used to refer to as the low-information voter. That plays to the people with low IQs. That plays to the people that don't really understand how this country operates or the history of this country, which is a sad commentary on this country, too. There are two people at the center of this organization. As I said, it's Leah Greenberg and Ezra Levin. And they're anything but amateurs. Let's take Leah Greenberg, for example. Her career trajectory is like a blueprint for putting together a color revolution in this country. She earned her degree in international relations. She had an advisory position in the U.S. State Department. She was a Rosenthal Fellow, so she was trained and groomed within a pipeline funded by both the Michael Bloomberg's and their foundations and the Ford Foundation, through something called the Partnership for Public Service. That very same network of philanthropic influence has been intertwined with the Rockefeller-originated Trilateral Commission, and this is not coincidental. It represents a very specific and well-intentioned integration of bureaucratic expertise coupled with activist energy, so that they can convert public institutions into training grounds for political agitation. Now you understand why, when I say that these are former congressional staffers, talk about influencing what goes on in Capitol Hill. Let me just give you a little inside baseball. Long before I became the undersecretary, I knew just in my political life dealing with, you know, my congressional delegation or my senators or having to represent clients in D.C. or whatever it might be, I knew that the key figure was not the senator. It was not the congressman. It was the congressman or the senator's chief of staff, or it might be their legislative director or their communications director. Those are the people that hold the real power. And then you need to understand that not only are those staffers in place, but you take all of the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of committees that exist. Each of those committees has a separate and distinct staff of its own. So you take, for example, let's just take the Homeland, the House Homeland Security Committee. Every member of Congress that's on the House Homeland Security Committee has their own staffers for their congressional office. Then they have staffers that don't really belong to them, but belong to the committee. So on the committee, they also have, there's a chief of staff for that committee. There's legislative directors, there's researchers, there are people that do all of the grunt work, everything you can imagine, for the House Homeland Security Committee. So if I had a client that had dealings with the House Homeland Security Committee issues, I would be more effective as a lobbyist or an influencer by going to the committee staff than I would by going to the member of Congress. Now, sometimes the reverse would be true, and maybe I couldn't get the staff to do what I wanted to do, but I knew that a member of Congress wanted to do what I wanted to do, so I had to go to the member of Congress to convince the staff. Yeah. And that's how powerful they are. So when I say this is an integration of bureaucratic expertise coupled with activist energy so they can convert public institutions like Congress and the committees of Congress or the State Department or Homeland Security or anything else, so they can convert those public institutions and then all of the non-government organizations, all of the charitable organizations into training grounds for political agitation, that is precisely what is going on. Now, Greenberg's mentor, Tom Perriello, was a congressman. But you know what else he was? He was also an executive director at Soros' Open Society Foundation. They had an overlapping tenure at the State Department. Perriello served as special representative for the Quadrennial Diplomacy and Development Review. Yeah, you go figure that out. You go Google that one. While Greenberg, his protege, held an advisory post. That connection is critical. Perriello went on to run the Open Society Foundation's U.S. operations. An individual soon after got generous funding from that very same network. There's a shift going on here that I'll explain coming up next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget to send me a text. Text line number is 33103. Keyword Micro Michael. How does this all work together? Don't go away.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, Doc, nice office. Quick question. If you had to choose, would you give yourself a root canal or run payroll?
Run payroll, no question.
Seriously? Have you run payroll before?
Paying my team with Gusto couldn't be easier. Gusto gives me unlimited payroll runs, next day direct deposits, and automatically files my taxes. Saves me time.
Wow, that's nice.
Over here, Doc. Can I run payroll too?
Choose payroll without the pain. Visit gusto.com/radio to sign up for free.
JTV, Jewelry Television. With 80,000 jewelry looks, we're kind of a big deal. Even bigger with new lines of designer handbags, fragrances, and more. And biggest of all, because you could win a 7-night stay in Bali, spending money and thousands worth of JTV jewelry, making you kind of a big deal. Enter by December 7th at jtv.com/sweepstakes. No purchase necessary. Then watch JTV on TV or shop jtv.com for big holiday deals.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
That Friday feeling is more than just a day of the week. It's the sight of a full plate and the promise of more to come. It's Black Bear Diner's all-you-can-eat Friday fish fry. Get your fill of crispy, hand-breaded pollock fillets with fries, our famous hush puppies, and house-made coleslaw. Starts at 4 p.m. every Friday at Black Bear Diner. Come hungry, bring the family, and enjoy a tradition you can count on.
Black Bear Diner.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. You know, if you like what we do on the weekend program, you got to listen to the weekday program, too. That's pretty easy to do on your iHeart app. Just set this station as a preset, 630 KHOW in Denver, 630 KHOW in Denver. Once you set it as a preset, then you can listen to me Monday through Friday from 6 to 10 Mountain Time, and you'll get the weekday program. So go get that done right now. We're talking about the No Kings movement. And what's really behind this, I don't think all of you do, and I certainly don't, but I think the vast majority of Americans watch these movements and just think that they're spontaneous, and they don't realize how insidious of an organization there is behind these movements, all of which are designed to fundamentally transform America. This is the Marxist movement, funded by people like George Soros, encouraged by people like Barack Obama, and then get funded and go out. And, of course, the cabal, even sometimes innocently, sometimes and mostly not innocently, local media picks up. I'm sure tonight I can watch the local news in Denver tonight, and there'll be some story about the No Kings protest down at the state capitol building or wherever the hell they're having it. And they'll interview a few people, and I'm sure they'll talk about how they're there because they're trying to save democracy and Trump's a tyrant and Trump's doing all these horrible things. And, you know, people will just kind of half-assed listen to the evening news and think, oh, yeah, you know, sometimes Trump does seem to be going. That's how they get things done. So let's go back. I told you there's two people. Leah Greenberg, and then this guy named Ezra. But before, I want to finish with Greenberg for a moment, because this shows you how these people work inside the Beltway. So her mentor, as I said, was this congressman, Tom Perriello, who at the time he was a congressman was also the executive director of the Open Society Foundation. He goes on to, he stays a congressman. He gets her a job as a special advisor at the State Department, and then he serves as the special representative for the Quadrennial Diplomacy and Development Review. The connection is critical because Perriello, the congressman, when he leaves Congress, goes on to actually run the Open Society Foundation's operations in this country, and that's when Indivisible started getting funding from the same network. Perriello's shift from a public office, a congressman, to a private influencer mirrors the very trajectory that defines the modern activist elites. So what began as a movement of a bunch of congressional aides opposing Trump has now become a well-oiled machine for a broader campaign to reshape the entire American political order. Now, let me rephrase that. Let me state that again. They want to reshape the American order. They would just as soon abolish the Constitution, impose some sort of Marxist utopia, because they believe that, well, they're elitists, and they believe that they know better how to, you know, for how to organize our lives than the Constitution does, or how you and I do on an individual basis. So that's her. Now, Ezra Levin, Greenberg's husband and co-founder. Oh, husband and wife team. They play the role of the public face. Ezra worked as the deputy policy director under Congressman Lloyd Doggett of Texas. He had incredible charm and communication skills needed to sell this movement to the media. He has a tone of being very earnest, very smart. He's disarming, charming. He was just perfect for a generation of journalists within the cabal that were wanting to frame this new organization, Indivisible, as the opposite of the Tea Party. But unlike the Tea Party, Indivisible was never a grassroots organization. Its launch, its origin, was accompanied by the rapid influx of funds from the Open Society grants, from elitists, you know, on Wall Street and other places. You know, the tech giants, you know, they were all writing checks like crazy. So millions of dollars starts flowing in from entities such as the Fund for a Better Future. Oh, I should give some money to the Fund for a Better Future. Until you figure out, oh, that's a Marxist future they want. A nonprofit connected to Sergey Brin, Google, that bankrolled the Build Back Better campaign in 2020. You get my drift? Indivisible is not a citizens' movement. It's actually an NGO-driven campaign arm of the Democrat Party, funded by elitist Marxists that want to fundamentally transform this country. So Indivisible, if you want to know what's really going on with the No Kings marches or protests in your community, don't think No Kings, think Indivisible. Because the No Kings protest is simply the latest manifestation of that organization. Now, I want you to listen. Here's a list of the partners that they have proudly published on their website. It reads like a directory of Soros or elitist-funded Marxist organizations that want to fundamentally transform this country. Are you ready? The ACLU, Move On, Common Cause, Democracy Forward, Public Citizen, the League of Women Voters. Those, every single one of those, is an inherent component of the Democrat Party's institutional left machinery. Now, others like Greenpeace USA, National Nurses United, Voto Latino, those are longstanding allies in progressive coalition politics. But the others like Stand Up America, Our Revolution, Next Gen America, you can directly trace their origins to figures like Tom Steyer, Bernie Sanders. So if you're going to try to feed me full of bullcrap and tell me this is a group of a coalition of independent voices, you're being disingenuous. It is an orchestra. It is a symphony. It is a choir of organizations. And they all rely on overlapping funding pipelines. They share data through their infrastructures. And they have a unified messaging strategy. This is what we are up against. This is why sometimes I just want to just choke the Republican Party, because you just don't understand that you're up against machine politics here. And sometimes, and I get, you know, I understand why. I don't approve of it. I understand why. Because the Republican Party stands for individualism, free markets, blah, 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 blah. But you know what? We could get organized and still maintain those beliefs, but we failed to do it. Now, here's the other thing. It's just like this text message that I talked, that I told you I got Thursday night at almost 8 o'clock, in which they said, "Hope you're going to the No King Assembly on Saturday. I hope 1 million people show up in Denver alone. Do your part to save our democracy." Signed, Dan. That's to create an illusion of spontaneity. That is that single text message. I almost think they sent this to me on purpose. Maybe they're listening to me today to see how I'm going to tear this apart. Because they want to create an illusion of spontaneity, an illusion of grassroots organization. But the group Indivisible, behind this group, No Kings, they learned early that you and I as Americans distrust top-down movements. So the organization brands every campaign as, well, we're decentralized. We want local volunteers to form local chapters. We want everybody to have the appearance of autonomy. Yet, when you step back and you analyze it, you'll see some commonality. The branding, the talking points, the coordination. It's all directed from the great Oz standing behind the curtain, behind the machine, pulling the levers. As with No Kings, all of their major policy themes, such as defending democracy, holding our leaders accountable, that is carefully crafted. It's then carefully distributed through digital toolkits, media appearances, online organizing platforms, and in that way, Indivisible achieves the scale of a mass movement while maintaining the control of a political organization. You have to give them credit. And I want us to wake up that what we are up against here is a mafia-like organization. It's like the mob. They have rules. They have their own set of ethics. They have their own marketing machines. They have their own communication machines. And they have willing volunteers to help them disseminate all of that in the dumbass media that really is just an arm of the Democrat Party. But you want to know how it's even worse? You know, I mentioned that Leah Greenberg was a special advisor at the State Department. That's not coincidental. I'll explain next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text lines open 33103. Keyword Mike or Michael. The State Department. Foggy Bottom. Yeah, we should just bulldoze it and start over. I'll be right back.
An official message from Medicare.
Medicare plans change from one year to the next. And this year, it's important for you to review your current coverage and compare all your options during Medicare open enrollment. Compare health plans, drug coverage, and costs. See if you can save some money, and don't forget to make sure your drugs are covered. Open enrollment ends December 7th. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
If you're stuck in a timeshare you no longer want, call the experts at Lone Star Transfer. They will help you with a guaranteed solution to exit your timeshare. For the past 15 years, Lone Star Transfer, a family-owned company, has helped over 30,000 owners break free. With an A-plus rating at the BBB and thousands of five-star reviews, Lone Star Transfer is the only company you can trust to deliver real results. For a free consultation, call 844-284-4739 or visit LoneStarTransfer.com.
Now, this is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Get ready, ready. Thrilling live entertainment featuring Too Short. Friday, October 31st, it's a Fright Fest at Wind River Resort and Casino. Doors open at 10 p.m. Tickets just $35 in advance, 40 day off. Upgrade to a VIP booth for $600, complete with cocktail service, spooky swag, and hosted bottle service.
Hurry, booths are limited.
Don't forget to dress to impress and enter the costume contest for cash prizes. For tickets and complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
America's greatest generation and what they did to then.
Until suddenly we found it not bending towards justice. Until suddenly we found that arc not bending towards justice. Until suddenly we found our freedoms contracting instead of expanding.
You know, I have seen my freedoms, our freedoms, begin to contract. But not during Trump 1.0 and not during Trump 2.0. I've seen those freedoms begin to contract with something as simple as, oh, maybe the passage of Obamacare. Remember, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. Remember that, the average health care premium for a family of four will not exceed, what was it, $1,500 or $2,500, whatever it was. Yeah, that's not happening now. Oh, I remember the value of my dollar back, in 1995 was, it had lost, say, going back to the 80s, it had probably lost, half of its value or something. But then they come along and they start spending like crazy, and the value of my dollar keeps diminishing and diminishing, and then they impose the inflation tax on us with all of that spending, and the value of my dollar gets even weaker and weaker.
And we came to realize that this incredible legacy of ours, our democracy, is not inevitable. It is not inexorable. It is not like gravity. We have to defend it. We have to come together and defend it. And that is what we are doing today. We are gathered on this great mall to defend our democracy.
Now, let's set aside the word democracy for a moment. What are they defending? And what are we defending? We do need to stop and think about that. Because I believe that they are defending statism. Authoritarianism. They're defending the very things that they're bitching about and saying that you and I, as conservatives, libertarians, Republicans, whatever label you put on yourself, that we are the ones that are trying to impose tyranny. You mean enforcing the law that's been on the books for years is somehow tyrannical? That deciding that a organization like Antifa that has been committing acts of terror, and I do mean that literally, acts of terror, because they're trying to create fear, creating fear and loathing, in order to advance a political agenda, engaging in criminal activity to advance a political agenda. The very definition of terrorism. And so now we're going to stop that. Or, beginning as we've asked for decades, hold those elitists who think they're above the law, hold them to the law. Hold them accountable. Now, it may not be as much as you want right now, but I at least am able to see from a 30,000 point of view that, oh, we are on that track. So I see that we're actually starting to try to get our freedoms back. They use the language in order to make the useful idiots in that crowd think that what's happening right now is tyrannical. When I see it as, oh, it's actually constitutional. It's trying to expand and protect our rights. It's trying to hold those who would violate the law, who think they're above the law, to hold them accountable. And they can't stand that. As I explained to someone, I don't know, in the past couple of days, that we disrupted, you know, they thought with the election of Barack Obama that they could put the pedal to the metal on progressivism, on Marxism. And then Trump came along and screwed that up with Trump 2.0. So then they had to do everything they could to prevent Trump from getting elected or even spending a day of freedom. Put him in jail if we can. And whether you think the election was stolen or not stolen is immaterial to me. But nonetheless, Joe Biden, they thought was going to come in and save them and give them that return back that they lost that opportunity with the loss of Hillary Clinton. And then Trump, because we saw what was going on and said, no, no more. That progressives do what progressives always do. They overreach. And when they overreach this past time, we recognized what was going and said, no, I'm not going to do that. And so now, because we've disrupted their march toward Marxism, oh, don't get me wrong, they're still moving forward. We're just trying to pull them back and stop them where we can. But they use our language to make us think that they're the ones protecting our rights and freedoms. When just the opposite is true. Just the opposite is true.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
JTV, Jewelry Television. With 80,000 jewelry looks, we're kind of a big deal. Even bigger with new lines of designer handbags, fragrances, and more. And biggest of all, because you could win a 7-night stay in Bali, spending money and thousands worth of JTV jewelry, making you kind of a big deal. Enter by December 7th at jtv.com/sweepstakes. No purchase necessary. Then watch JTV on TV or shop jtv.com for big holiday deals.
Okay, all signed up. Easy. Now let's run payroll. What the? Hey, girl. I'm you with more gusto. Nice. Who's that? New social media manager. Hired and onboarded with gusto. And spoiler, we're kind of famous now. Wait, we're famous? Oh, well, I'm famous. Payroll, benefits, and HR. Designed and built for small businesses. Choose a future with gusto.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news at Town Hall. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. More Democrats say they approve of the job President Trump is doing. Overall, 47% of respondents to the latest AP NORC survey say they do approve of the way the president has handled the crisis in Gaza. That's up from 37% who said the same thing the previous month. And pollsters indicate that they blame the rise in this case on more Democrats who account for rising approval of the president. Israel has identified the remains of a 76-year-old hostage handed over by Hamas. He was among those abducted back in 2023. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says the president's accomplishments in the Middle East are undeniable, but he does have a word of caution.
There are tremendous heavy lifts awaiting, not the least of which, perhaps the primary of which, is the demilitarization of Gaza and disarming Hamas.
And Dr. Oren made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. He warns there is still a lot of hard work to be done. New York Congressman, disgraced New York Congressman George Santos, getting out of prison. That's because President Trump has commuted to his sentence. Shohei Ohtani hit three home runs and pitched shutout ball into the seventh inning last night for the Los Angeles Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
You know, what he did on the mound, what he did at the bat. He created a lot of memories for a lot of people. And so for us to, you know, have a game-clinching, to do it in a game-clinching game at home, wins the NLCS MVP, pretty special. And I'm just happy to be able to go along for the ride.
And Ohtani made history with both his dual roles for the defending champion Dodgers. They were turned out to the World Series with a 5-1 victory over the Milwaukee Brewers that completed their four-game sweep, and they say he put on a spectacular two-way show in the process. More from townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-226-5454. That's 800-226-5454. 800-226-5454.
The Australian government has begun a public education campaign with tips on how to wean children away from social media.
It's all ahead of a world-first national 16-year age limit taking effect. Australian E-Safety Commissioner Julie Inman-Grant says information on her agency's website explained the new laws. It also offered checklists and conversation starters about ways to make the transition. Facebook, YouTube, and other platforms could be fined millions starting in December if they don't take steps to prevent young Australians from holding accounts. Australia's age restriction is being watched closely. Keith Peters, Washington.
Hospitals and doctor's offices are inviting singers and musicians to help patients manage their pain. Nobody's suggesting that a catchy song by itself can completely eliminate serious pain, but music's ability to help manage and reduce pain is now getting more attention, including in a number of new studies. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. President Trump is going after Venezuela with both military and intelligence assets.
Since early September, the U.S. military has carried out a series of deadly strikes against alleged drug smuggling boats in the Caribbean. Four of the five vessels originated from Venezuela. And this past week, President Trump made the unusual acknowledgement that he authorized the CIA to carry out covert action in Venezuela. The aggressive actions are seen as a sharp escalation in U.S. efforts to pressure President Nicolas Maduro's government. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Prince Andrew has been banished from the royal whirl after emails emerged last week showing that he had remained in contact with the convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein longer than he previously admitted. The House of Windsor finally moved to insulate the monarchy from years of tawdry headlines about Andrew's dodgy friends and suspicious business deals. More of these stories at townhall.com.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlieu's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlieu's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlieu's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bandino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Get connected to what's happening in Shasta County. Tune in to KCNR. The Shasta Live Show, your weekly dose of local business, community buzz, and dining discoveries. Join the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, Reading Buzz, and Eat Shasta every Monday night from 6:05 to 7 p.m. Can't catch it live? No problem. Listen to the archives anytime at KCNR1460.com. KCNR and the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, your community connection.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking, for us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This group that I described to you last hour called Indivisible. The ties between Indivisible and the State Department is actually not just a historical coincidence. It is something that has existed for decades and decades and has purposely been used by the bureaucrats. You know, secretaries of state come and go. They may serve an entire term. They may not serve an entire term. But while the Secretary of State is overseeing this behemoth, all of those worker bees way down below, some that are in offices in foreign countries the Secretary of State may never even visit, and even if he does, they never get, in the vernacular of D.C., they never get down into the weeds of what's really going on. So this tie between Indivisible that's organizing these protests and the State Department is not a coincidence. The model actually, and this is what I mean by sometimes it's good, the model resembles the so-called civil society tactics that we once exported abroad. We would mobilize non-government organizations. We would mobilize the government. When I say we, I'm talking about the government. We would mobilize NGOs. We would mobilize activists. We would coordinate media narratives to challenge national governments that we thought were not our allies, that were our enemies, that were suppressing their populations. Now, those methods, and oftentimes we would try to justify it as being a pro-democracy intervention. And sometimes they really were. And I say pro-democracy because that's the vernacular that the State Department used. But what we were trying to do was to foment or to try to germinate movements within countries that were ruled by dictators or tyrants to start color revolutions, to teach them about, hey, there's a different way of life. You don't have to live under this oppression. Here's what a free market looks like. Here's the life that you could have. You actually could have reliable electricity, unless you live in California. You could have reliable electricity that when you flip the switch, it's going to be there all the time. But they don't know that. So we were trying to show them that. Well, those kinds of things that we did that were good were often justified as or repurposed for by those very institutions that had honed them overseas to now use them here. In effect, they're using the same playbook that was used to, let's say, destabilize a foreign tyrannical regime, is now being deployed against a sitting U.S. president. So when this Leah Greenberg and Ezra Levin speak of, quote, defending democracy, what they're really trying to do is preserve the dominance of a political class, a professional political class, that defines democracy as an alignment with their own worldview, which is a Marxist worldview. So if critics who dismiss what I'm saying as some sort of conspiracy actually ignore the transparency of the funding and the personnel that I described in the first hour. The Open Society Foundations, for example, the George Soros organizations, they boast about their support for the group like Indivisible that's supporting these protests. You go back to 2018. You can find Open Society Foundation documents, publications, books, pamphlets, cached and archived websites that feature quotes from both Greenberg and Levin, openly acknowledging the partnership between Indivisible and George Soros. There are other board members of Indivisible. Heather McGee, Marilena Hincapie. They have deep ties to the Open Society initiatives, like the National Immigration Law Center, the Rockefeller Brothers Fund. So you see this overlapping web of grants, fellowships, directorships. That should take any doubt out of your mind that the network's influence is deliberate, it is sustained, it is ideological, and it continues to operate to this day. So if you want to understand the purpose of No Kings, then you have to understand George Soros. Because he has been funding, you know, why do you think, for example, just stop and think for a minute. He calls his organization, the main organization, his Open Society Foundation. Ever thought about what that means? Don't we have an open society where we're free to speak our minds, where we're free to travel, we're free to start a business, we're free to fail, we're free to start over again? No. Their definition of an open society is one where you dissolve all the traditional structures, faith, family, national sovereignty, and you dissolve all of that. Because remember, I've talked before about how freedom is chaotic. Freedom is chaos. Freedom is very difficult. It takes our understanding of freedom to operate in a world where the person sitting next to us can believe exactly the opposite of us, yet we should be able to sit down in the same cafe and have dinner. We should be able to express ourselves and have disagreements. That's not what they want. They believe in a technocratic governance. They believe in an elite governance. And again, that gets back to they believe, because they live in this bubble, they believe that they can better function and bring more order to society. I don't want more order. I don't want more chaos either, but I don't want them taking away the chaos that comes with freedom. So, next segment, let's go back and do a little history. And let's start in the 1980s. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Be sure and follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. And be sure and subscribe to the podcast. On your podcast app, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. When you find that, hit that subscribe button. Leave a 5-star review. That will download the weekday program that we do from Denver, plus this program, and you'll have all the Michael Brown you need. I'll be right back.
Think about this. Everything precious in the Christian faith came through Israel, the promises God made to Abraham, the covenants he established, the law that shows us his character, the prophets who spoke his words, the gospel that transformed the world. All of it, every bit, came through Israel. In Standing with Israel, we celebrate our shared roots and the enduring legacy of God's work through His chosen people. As Christians, we owe an immense debt of gratitude to the Jewish people for their role in preserving and passing down these sacred truths. Through their faithfulness, often in the face of great adversity, they have been instrumental in bringing the knowledge of God to the world. When I support the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, I'm not just helping people in need. I'm honoring those who gave us our spiritual foundation. I'm saying thank you to the people who preserved God's word for us. Discover the top reasons why Christians all over the world support Israel by visiting ifcj.org. That's ifcj.org.
Welcome back to the Beach with Michael Brown. Really glad to have you with me. We're doing a history lesson now, as I tend to do, about Soros. Because, and I don't mean to pick, I could pick on any number of people, but he happens to be the one, and his organizations happen to be the ones that are right now funding what you're watching this weekend and what you're going to hear about this weekend. But I could go on about Michael Bloomberg. I could go on about the Rockefellers. I could go on about anybody else. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Council for the Public Partnerships. All of those different organizations are funded by these tech giants like Sergey Brin or Mark Zuckerberg, any of the others. But let's focus on Soros for a moment, because historically he's always kind of been, that's the boogeyman. Well, in a way, he really is. Go back to the 1980s. That was when he first kind of started collaborating with the U.S. State Department. And what was he doing? He was collaborating with them because they were focused on Eastern Europe. Then you fast forward by 2003, Soros gets disillusioned with with America's foreign policy. So then he started redirecting his focus inward and actually declared the United States itself to be the chief obstacle to his vision of a world comprised of these open societies. In other words, of all these societies and countries being governed by Marxist technocrats. And when you're a bazillionaire, you can actually think that big. His goal, I said, was to create these open societies. Well, what that really means is you've got to weaken the cultural and institutional foundations that allow a country like us to function as a self-governing society. You can't have technocrats determining how, the who, what, where, when, and why. Or the how of what you eat, how you eat, when you eat, how you travel, what kind of housing you have, what kind of transportation you have. You cannot have an open society, to use his term, where you and I make those choices ourselves and a free market responds to what we want. No, you have to have a technocratic society where those elitists who are so damn much smarter than we are, that they make those decisions. So that goal of creating open societies really means weakening, destroying the cultural and institutional and governing foundations that allow a self-governing society like ours to actually function with a free market and what I call a truly open society. So this No Kings campaign, which, you'll hear nothing more, you'll hear it all week, I promise you this. Bet my kingdom on it. That all they'll talk about is they're defending democracy. That is a carefully branded attempt to delegitimize political authority that does not serve his globalist idea of a Marxist technocratic world where people who, because they're elitists, know better than you and I do about how to make choices for our own lives. When you look at it that way, that means that all of these slogans really are dark. In my belief, you don't have to believe as I do, but in my belief, it is evil. It is truly evil. Because I am one that believes that if we're made in the image of God, which I do believe, we're meant to live in freedom and liberty. They are just the opposite. They don't believe in freedom and liberty. They want an organized technocratic society that is governed by people that, I guess you have to have a certain IQ. You got to have a certain balance in your brokerage account or your bank account. They are the ones that need to be making these decisions. So the organizations that are behind what you're watching this weekend, well, they're conspicuously silent. When progressive leaders flout constitutional limits or manipulate institutions for partisan gain. So their outrage, like their funding, is conditional. What unites them is not devotion to freedom and liberty, but obedience to a transnational vision that subordinates every country's national sovereignty to an elitist consensus, to an elitist governance. Now, I think it's tempting to see all that as a natural evolution of political activism in a digital age. They're able to do all this organizing. Just I go back to the simple text message that I received on Thursday night at 7:50 p.m. Think of the millions of text messages. Now, this is you know what it's like. I would liken it to scammers. Scammers just have to send the phishing email, the text message with the malware in a link. They have to send it to a billion people, because if they can get a million people, do the math, if you can get them, or even 500,000, whatever the number is, to respond, wow, that's success to them. The same is true here. So this continuity between Indivisible's origins, Indivisible's funding sources, and the way they operate, their organizational structure, their funding structure, their strategies, their tactics, this is calculated and it is evil. And then the use of donor-advised funds obscures the accountability. So the recycling of all these people that used to work in the State Department into domestic activism, that also is purposeful, because that blurs the line between governance and agitation. Are you working for and fulfilling your oath to the United States of America as a bureaucrat working in the State Department, or is your real loyalty to the agitation, to the organization, to the fundamental transformation? That's why the deep state, the administrative state, is so dangerous to the future of this republic. And every component that I just mentioned has the same goal, and it serves the same goal. And that is to replace representative governance, representative politics, with managed consent, with directed consent. In fact, I probably shouldn't even use the word consent, with managed organization and managed governance. This is where we are. And our failure to recognize where we are empowers them and encourages them even further. This is why I am being alarmist, but I'm trying to be rational about my alarm. And what I'm trying to hopefully convince you of is that while the cabal will talk to you about, you know, they're all for democracy and, you know, they're just anti-Trump. No, it goes much, much deeper than that. This is a fundamental transformation of America. And Trump has stepped in and he's disrupted that. You know, in startups and technology, we talk about disruptors. Trump is a disruptor. And that's why the reaction is so vociferous, so strong. They got to stop Trump by any means necessary.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
If you're stuck in a timeshare you no longer want, call the experts at Lone Star Transfer. They will help you with a guaranteed solution to exit your timeshare. For the past 15 years, Lone Star Transfer, a family-owned company, has helped over 30,000 owners break free. With an A-plus rating at the BBB and thousands of five-star reviews, Lone Star Transfer is the only company you can trust to deliver real results. For a free consultation, call 844-284-4739 or visit LoneStarTransfer.com.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis, to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Get ready for Grange After Hours, presented by Georgia Boot. Join us October 18th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Reading Grange Co-op for an evening of exciting deals and prizes. Spend $100 and get a $20 gift card. Spend $200, get a $50 gift card. Or go big and spend $500 and get a $150 gift card. Plus, the first 50 customers will receive swag bags filled with goodies. Don't miss your chance to win amazing raffle prizes, too. Remember, this exclusive event at the Reading Grange Co-op stores at 55 Lake Boulevard, October 18th from 6:30 to 8. We'll see you there.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
I think from early on in the administration till sometime in maybe mid-2005. And then after that, he got a recess appointment and became the ambassador to the United Nations. I remember being in a few meetings with him, but our paths didn't cross in any significant or meaningful way. So I only knew Bolton by reputation. I only knew Bolton by, which is pretty common among members of administration, particularly at that level, cabinet level, that everybody has people, you almost form little cliques that the people that you work with the most, for example, while indeed Bolton was at DOD, at the Pentagon, most of my interactions were with either Rumsfeld, who was the Secretary of Defense at the time, or with Gordon England, the Deputy Secretary of Defense, or at the Department of Energy. It was with certain people that were with the National Nuclear Security Administration. And then the White House was Chief of Staff, Deputy Chief of Staff, Comms Director, White House Advance Team a lot. So you just did that. That's how you develop the relationships when you're at that level, when you're in the cabinet or the sub-cabinet. So Bolton and I, because he was just dealing with arms control stuff, really, we just didn't cross paths that much. But the reputation was that he was a freelancer, that he was always in it. He's one of those creatures of the Beltway, always there just looking for whatever the next opportunity was. Not what we expected people to do in the cabinet, you know, to come and serve your country and then leave. When I talk about a freelancer, I mean the sense that he really didn't give a rat's ass about whatever the president's agenda was. It was more about what his agenda was. And I had a hard time dealing with that because I felt like, look, if you're nominated by the president, and then you have to go through a Senate confirmation, and then you go through all of the rigmarole that you go through to get your clearances, you owe an obligation that if the president's agenda is X, even though you may disagree with X, now, if it's earth-shattering and it violates principles, then you shouldn't take the position to begin with. But if you got minor differences about policy, then your job is to help implement that policy. Or to convince, as I would often do, try to convince the president or the White House staff, hey, can we do this just a little differently? Sometimes I'd win, sometimes I wouldn't. But with John Bolton, it was always just his way or the highway. At least that was the perception and the reputation. So when the headline reads that John Bolton surrenders to federal authorities, I just think, wow, never saw that coming. Or did I? So Bolton's now been indicted by a grand jury. Bolton had gone on to become Trump's national security advisor. He was also, I've deliberately left out one point, he was also one of the architects, if not a manipulator, of my old boss's decision to go into Iraq. In fact, he was one that convinced a lot of people, including me at times, that Saddam Hussein did have weapons of mass destruction. I still believe to this day that prior to our invasion of Iraq, that Saddam Hussein did have WMD. But from the time that we started building the coalition, and from the time that Colin Powell went to the United Nations and drew the line in the sand, we had given Saddam Hussein more than enough time to go to Vladimir Putin and say, hey, listen, I need to get rid of these WMDs, whatever it might be, the nerve gas, sarin gas, whatever it might be that he had. We gave him plenty of time to get rid of it. So I think it's just kind of an academic exercise to argue about whether he did or did not. But nonetheless, Bolton was convinced of it, and Bolton was an architect because he's a typical neocon that thinks the solution to everything is to go to war. These charges against Bolton claim that he was unlawfully hoarding documents, that he sent classified info over AOL, America Online, instant messaging in 2018. Now, I know 2018 seems like the dark ages to some people, but AOL to me is really the dark ages. Because I can remember when, you remember we got all the discs in the mail? Every single day the mailman would deliver at least two AOL discs. Trying, you know, hey, I signed up for AOL when it came out. I think I had an AOL email address. You've got mail. He actually shared classified communications over AOL messaging services. It's alleged that he shared more than 1,000 pages of notes while working on a memoir. He shared it with his wife and his daughter, neither of whom had security clearances. Part of the indictment says this. From on or about April 9, 2018 through on or about September 15, 2019, on a regular basis, Bolton sent diary-like entries to his wife and daughter that contained information classified up to the top secret / SCI level. SCI is special compartmentalized information. That's one of the highest levels of classification. And he's sending that over unsecured lines to people who do not have clearances? Now, this is not death penalty type infractions. This is not Julius and Ethel Rosenberg. This is not Aldrich Ames stuff. What was Bolton doing? To put it charitably, he was trying to cash in. He was trying to cash in on a lifelong career of neoconservative warmongering. The problem is this. Iranian hackers, representatives of a government that have called for and put a reward on the head of Donald Trump, not to mention Bolton himself, they also had access to AOL. Now, I'm only laughing because every time I use the phrase AOL, I think back, Jiminy Christmas, bucko. That's what you were using? I think to this day, I may still have a listener or two out there that sends me that still has an AOL address. You know what I think now? Oh, it's just kind of cute, kind of retro. But according to the indictment, the Iranians intercepted the messages. So it looks like the guy that had the guy that's known as the Stash because of his mustache probably got a little too careless with his so-called secret travel memos. Bolton has issued a statement that these charges are not just about Trump's focus on me or my diaries, but it is his intensive effort to intimidate his opponents, to ensure that he alone determines what is said about his conduct. Dissent and disagreement are foundational to America's constitutional system and vitally important to our freedom. I look forward to the fight to defend my lawful conduct and to expose his abuse of power. Wow, that's quite a package. That was written by a damn good lawyer, because you know what? Dissent and disagreement are foundational to our constitutional system. I agree. That's not what you're accused of having done wrong. What you're accused of, which interestingly he doesn't address whatsoever in that statement, is the dissemination of classified information to people who don't have clearances and using unsecured lines to disseminate that classified information such that we know for a fact that he was hacked by the Iranians. A nation that calls us the great Satan and has called and has, for my belief, has terrorist cells located in this country. Now, they may be weakened right now, but those cells still exist. And we're just supposed to blow this off because the claim is, it's so easy to claim, oh, this is just Trump trying to get against his enemies. Let's not forget something about the Bolton case in particular. I'll tell you what that is next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Go follow me on X right now at Michael Brown USA. Be right back.
JTV, Jewelry Television. With 80,000 jewelry looks, we're kind of a big deal. Even bigger with new lines of designer handbags, fragrances, and more. And biggest of all, because you could win a 7-night stay in Bali. spending money and thousands worth of JTV jewelry, making you kind of a big deal. Enter by December 7th at jtv.com/sweepstakes. No purchase necessary. Then watch JTV on TV or shop jtv.com for big holiday deals.
Hey, Doc, nice office. Quick question. If you had to choose, would you give yourself a root canal or run payroll?
Run payroll, no question.
Seriously? Have you run payroll before?
Paying my team with Gusto couldn't be easier. Gusto gives me unlimited payroll runs, next day direct deposits, and automatically files my taxes. Saves me time.
Wow, that's nice.
Over here, Doc. Can I run payroll too?
Choose payroll without the pain. Visit gusto.com/radio to sign up for free.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal, plus September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, call 530-238-2383.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. If you like what we do on the weekend, you know you can listen during the weekday too. All you have to do is take your iHeart app, which many of you use to listen to this program, and set a new preset. And the preset is for a station in Denver that's called 630 KHOW, 630 KHAL. Once you find that, hit it as a preset, and then if you want to listen to me live Monday through Friday, you can listen to me from 6 to 10 Mountain Time, which is what, 8 to noon Eastern Time, 6:30 KHOW. I'd love to have you join the program. Back to John Bolton for a moment. So his response in to this indictment is that these are, you know, Trump's, these charges are not just about Trump's focus on me on my diaries. It's his effort to intimidate his opponents. Wait a minute. How's Trump intimidating his opponents? If the Department of Justice takes, I tried to explain this to my audience yesterday. Yes, I know the old trope about how easy it is to indict a ham sandwich. But if the ham sandwich, a couple of pieces of white bread, some of that plastic American cheese and a slice of cheap ham, maybe a little mayo on it. If that ham sandwich has violated the ham sandwich laws and you take it not, you don't decide yourself that the ham sandwich has violated the laws, but you instead take it to a jury of its peers who are sitting looking at all sorts of cases. You know, a grand jury is selected, and then they are seated, and they don't meet every day necessarily. Now, in some busy jurisdictions, they might. But they get called up. They're in that particular grand jury pool, and they are asked to come in that day, or maybe for several days. And the prosecutor presents his evidence, or her evidence, against the ham sandwich. Now, the grand jury's taken an oath, and that oath is to be fair and objective, to apply the law to the allegations that the prosecutor is presenting, and much like a preliminary hearing, albeit without defense counsel, they're supposed to look and see, is there enough evidence? Does it appear that there is sufficient evidence to return an indictment against this ham sandwich? And if the jurors, and you know, to somehow dismiss the grand jury as, oh, they're just indicting a ham sandwich, is really unfair to those jurors. They're being forced to take time out of their day, maybe out of their week, sometimes out of their month, to go serve on that grand jury. And every juror I've ever encountered, either in a grand jury situation or in a trial, in a criminal trial, or even a contract trial, jurors take that oath seriously. They may bitch and moan about, I got to serve on the jury, blah, 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 blah. But once they sit in that room and they hear evidence and the gravity of what is before them hits them, they take it seriously. I've talked to many jurors, not all the cases I've been involved in, but other people who've been involved in juries, and I've asked, what was it like? Because, of course, I'll never be able to serve on a jury. And I'll ask them, what did it feel like? What was it like? And they're like, yeah, you know, we didn't want to be there, and, you know, we weren't sure about the case. But then they start presenting the evidence, and we start realizing, oh, there's two sides to a story. Or if they're in front of a grand jury, they start realizing, oh, this prosecutor has really put things together. You know, let's ask some questions about this. Let's go into the room and deliberate it. They do take it seriously. I point all of that out because here the Department of Justice, a U.S. attorney, just didn't decide, hey, I'm going to bring charges against John Bolton. They took the evidence they had and said, here, grand jurors, you look at it. You decide. Do you think there's enough evidence here? Now, of course, they're going to make their case, but the grand jury is ultimately the ones that decide to return the indictment. And if they do, that's an indication that they looked at the evidence, and they thought it was enough that the charges ought to be brought. That's what happened in the Bolton case. So for Bolton to claim that, oh, he's just trying to intimidate his opponents, no, there must be some evidence here. And in fact, if you look at the indictment, if you look at the charging document, they actually point out and quote, and they give evidence of where these violations occurred. Now, he's still presumed innocent. Don't get me wrong. John Bolton is presumed innocent. But the charging document is like probable cause. It's like showing that here's why we believe there are charges. Here's why we believe this person is guilty. And when they start to present the case, whether it goes in front of the judge only or it's a jury trial, the prosecutors stand up and they make a contract with that judge and with that jury. And that contract is simply this. We're going to prove to you, beyond a reasonable doubt, that XYZ happened. It's a pretty serious contract. And if the jurors don't believe that you met the terms of the contract, in other words, that you didn't prove beyond a reasonable doubt that XYZ occurred, then, you're going to lose the case. I only say that because every defendant claims that they're innocent. And some are, but most are not. It's true that Bolton has said some unkind things about Donald Trump since he was left his political orbit. And it's also true that Trump is using any means necessary to target enemies, real or perceived. But unlike James Comey, or Letitia James, for that matter, Trump's other two most powerful recent lawfare targets, Bolton's indictment actually has a chance to stick. He almost certainly won't serve a full 10-year sentence, as is allowed under these charges, but the grand jury indictment is quite specific and it's very pointed. The law tends to be biased against a guy who is actually hoarding strategic government communications to write a memoir. Well, I forget the I was in the room or something. Let's keep in mind that, as I said, he was a key architect of the idea that Saddam Hussein had WMD. In 2003, in an interview with National Public Radio, a sure sign that the political winds had shifted for Bolton, he said, well, what I said about WMD depends on how you define a lie, because if you believe that's a lie, then a lot of what I hear on NPR on any given day is a lie. To me, a lie is a statement that is untrue, that's uttered deliberately knowing it's false. The administration didn't lie. Found that fascinating. Is he saying that we believed it to be true, even though it proved ultimately that it wasn't? And somebody on the text line says, oh, by the way, I was with the Colorado National Guard, and I saw those WMDs being shipped to Syria. Yeah. Just as I suspected. So Bolton's indictment is once again about holding people accountable.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Your ambition just met its match with Robinhood. Trade stocks and ETFs, options, futures, and crypto, all on one platform. Get started today at Robinhood.com/yourmoney. Your money, your move. All investments involve risk, including loss of principal. Options, futures, and crypto trading carry significant risk and may not suit all investors. Securities offered through Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. Futures trading is offered by Robinhood Derivatives LLC, not FDIC or SIPC protected. Crypto offered through Robinhood Crypto LLC, NMLS ID 1702840, not FDIC or SIPC protected. Portfolio management offered by Robinhood Strategies, an SEC registered advisor.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even porky or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013, 800-444-2013, or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-444-2013.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional.